This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
I said, can you believe that? She said, yes, I can. I said, okay, good. So she took them, put them under her arm, and she started walking off across there. And Al, the owner of the television station, he said, wow, look at this. She said, I couldn't have done this when I came in here. But she walked off carrying her crutches. And then we prayed for several other people, and we get ready to leave, and we stopped by the new library. Somebody gave Al a 50 by 125 foot building. They just got it built. The guy paid for it. And he said the other day they were, I was telling him a wonderful thing about how God had sent a little additional money into our ministry here a while back from somebody I have no idea. You know, I got a mail deal that had several thousand dollars in it, and it was cash, and had no name on it or nothing. Just the Living Savior Ministry, that's all. So I don't have a clue who that come from. But whoever it was, thank you, Jesus, for sending it, because it was really nice. But he said, he went to the Lord and said, Lord, we need some extra money. We're running short on finishing out the new library and everything. And he said they went out on the back porch, and there was an envelope laying out there and had a $20,000 in the envelope. So they finished the library. Isn't that amazing? How God can he take care of anything, you know? He's an awesome God. He loves us beyond our wildest dreams. You know, and some people have faith for money like that, and then some people have faith for healings. And obviously, I started to say some have faith for raising the dead, but there's not many of them. There's very few people that I've ever heard of today that have raised the dead. And if they have, they haven't raised very many, like me, one. And my entire walk with God, with all the studying I've done, all the faith I've had, 10 years ago, I prayed the prayer of faith for one man, and he'd only been dead less than a half hour, and he come back to life. Well, I mean, I was pretty awestruck. I don't mind telling you, but I prayed the prayer of faith that night, expecting that man to open his eyes, and he did. And of course, doctor said he couldn't recover, he'd be a vegetable, but again, I told him, I said, Doc, those hands right there, Jesus said, now see, you get in trouble when you start quoting Jesus. I said, Jesus said I can lay them hands on the sick and they'll get well. He didn't say they'd be a vegetable. So the doctor kind of rolled his eyes like that and thought, oh my. So, you know, he walked off. I mean, you know, what would you expect a doctor to think? He's trained in the medical field. Even if he's a Christian, the average Christian doctor don't believe in the power of God's Word. You know, I found that out when I was over at Cook's Medical Center with Caitlin, because nearly all the doctors except Dr. Marks would tell me they were Christians and they did go to church. But they did not believe in the power of God's Word. They didn't believe in it. I mean, you know, you ask them, oh yeah, I'm a Christian. Do you believe the Bible? Oh yeah. Every word of it. Well, that's a lie. They don't. The reason I know they don't is because when I told them to pull the tubes out of her and she'd live, I guarantee it. Again, they kind of hung their heads and they pulled the tubes, and when she breathed 2 points over the machine and started coughing, for an hour they set her over her, and every time she'd cough, this statement would come out of their mouth. I don't believe this. I don't believe this. So see, they didn't believe the promises of God. It's hard. The better you're trained. I mean, just like Ty, here's a doctor, and he was telling me the other day when the Lord put him that test, and that testimony he gave us the other day, which is an awesome testimony, he told me again just last night we were talking about this. He said, if the other guy under there with him had been the one that's got the insulation in him, and he had started passing out and couldn't breathe, he said, I'd have prayed, but I'd have drug him out from under and took a knife and cut a hole in his throat so he could breathe. That's what you told me, right, Ty? That's what he told me. Because, see, we really, I mean, however you're trained, him being a doctor, trained, he wants to put a trach in there so he knows if he can cut in under that, you can breathe. So he's going to do what he's been trained to do. It's very difficult to walk in faith. And I think that's our major problem. I think our major problem is we want to do it our way. You know, I don't know if the other night, if all of us had just backed off and said, Lord, we're just gonna be silent for a minute. We're just going to praise you. We're going to thank you. And Lord, you told us that we're supposed to be able to raise the dead. Now, Lord, we know we don't do this. This is not us, but it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. And right now, Lord, every one of us in this room want to die to ourselves. We want us to totally die, and we want you to be glorified. Now, Lord, it's 10 or 15 or whatever of us there were. We're here, we're believing you, and we want you to raise Johnny from the dead and make him well. Because you said in your word, if we believe, you'll do it. So, Lord, we stand humbly in your presence. We're waiting for you to raise our loved one, Johnny, from the dead. And then if he'd have blinked his eyes and raised his head up and said, praise God, I wonder how many of us would have said, I don't believe this. Y'all know where I'm coming from, don't you? You know? I mean, what would you have said if you'd have been there?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. That's what you should have said. Yeah, that's what we should have said. That's what we should say. But think about it. We were a little bit out there in left field, staying there all night and praying, and then all night the next night, even after he's passed away, everybody thought we were a little bit out there in left field. And some of you in this room today may think you guys were crazy. I mean, some do. Some of you probably think, well, you know, you guys are crazy. No, we believe, or let's put it this way, we are trying our best to believe these promises in God's Word. We want so to see our King glorified. But here's what I'm still believing for. Now, you really must think I'm really, really nuts today. But today's the fifth day he's been dead. He died Wednesday at 2:30. I still believe God's going to raise him from the dead. I'm still standing in faith. I'm not giving up. I'm going to believe. And somebody said, well, I can believe with you till they put him in the ground. I said, you know, I'm not even going to put that kind of limit on God. I said, if they fly his body up to New Jersey and they have a funeral and they put him in the ground, I'm still going to be standing in faith saying, Lord, you said in your word, if I believed, you would do it. So, Lord, I don't care if they put him in the ground. I don't care if he's buried 6 foot in the ground. Somebody said, well, good grief. What? God would never raise him from the dead so he could suffocate in a casket. That's where your faith is. If God raises him from the dead and he's been buried in a casket, and if he's been there a week, when God opens his eyes and raises him up, do you not think he could translate him through the ground and set him on top of the ground too? Now see, that's where our faith is not. You know, we think, well, if he's been dead for 10 minutes, maybe God could raise him from the dead. But, you know, after he's been dead all day, you know, I mean, in good grief, you know, and after a full day, he's cold and rigor mortis is setting. You know, even God couldn't raise him from the dead now. Well, that's the way we believe. But it's time we get over that, because when I read the book of Ezekiel, those poor people that were out there in Ezekiel in the Valley of Dry Bones, I don't have any idea how long them people have been dead. But some of them may be years and years and years. And I can only see now when God walked up and said, Ezekiel, do you believe these dry bones can live? And he looked at me and said, oh, God, only you know. Now, is that putting you and me to the test today? We walk in and somebody's in the hospital and you say, do you believe God can heal that man? He's still alive and breathing. And he's able to talk and everything else. And they say, well, maybe if it's God's will, maybe he can. I mean, you don't have no faith. You have no faith whatsoever. But we can understand as flesh what happened when Ezekiel was told by the Lord, do you believe these people can live? Do you believe these bones can live? He said, oh, God, only you know. He said, speak to those bones. Well, what do you mean, Lord? Me? He said, speak to them. And I used to wonder, why did God tell Ezekiel to speak to the bones? Because God has put men in charge on this earth, and he's limited his power to our spoken words. And so when Ezekiel spoke to the bones, he commanded bone to come to bone. Can you imagine that scene? As all them dry bones has come rattling across there. I mean, here's a shoulder bone off Keith. Let's say Keith had died years ago, and he's got a shoulder bone over yonder and a hip bone over yonder. And they've been drug all over the place. Well, it didn't just want any bone to come back together. Keith, it was your shoulder bone, your hip bone, your everything. And they rattled across the ground. And when he got through, your skeleton was standing up there. Now, that's a pretty awesome scene. Can't you see that? This is the God we serve. This is the capability of Him to do things beyond our wildest dreams. And so then all of a sudden you're standing a whole big army of skeletons standing. He said, now then, Ezekiel, why don't you command sinews and tissues and all this stuff, flesh, to come up on these? I can only imagine Ezekiel saying, wow, God. But he spoke it. And all of a sudden, right before his very eyes, he sees flesh and blood come upon those bodies. And here is an army of men standing there at attention. He said, now then, do you believe these men can breathe and live? And I can only imagine him, oh God, only you know with what I've seen. Lord, this is awesome. How would you like to get to see a scene like that? Oh, that would be awesome. Well, those men did live and they did breathe when he spoke. If God can do that to a group of dry bones, if we can find out exactly what it is that moves his hand and we can do it right, it's not going to be a problem to heal the sick. It's not going to be a first, it's not going to be a problem to preach the gospel. Because when your God gets that real, it'll be no problem preaching the gospel. I mean, it'll be no problem. You get people born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, that you would normally never talk to. But when God becomes that real to you, it'll be no problem to preach. And then it should be no problem to heal the sick. We ought to walk through our workplaces. We ought to walk through the cities. We ought to walk through everywhere we go. We ought to be touching people in the name of Jesus. I mean, just like yesterday, there was a man there, and of course, one of our men, he walked up to him. He starts talking, and I just told him, I said, reach up and lay hands on him and pray for him. He said, well, Thurman, I don't even know what his problem is. I said, don't worry what his problem is. Just reach up and put your hands on him and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Did Jesus tell us to just lay hands on the sick and they'll get well? Yes, he did. When you do that in simple humility, of simple, bold faith, humbling yourself before God, did you know I have seen him heal people that don't even know who he is? Don't even know who they are. They have no idea who God is. But in those, I have come to realize the simpler the prayer, and the less I get involved with it, just speak it simple, the greater God glorifies himself in the miracles. Now, when I start trying to say a lot of things, talk to a lot of people, or whatever, or do something that's going to bring attention to me, God says, you're trying to do it, not me. So it don't happen.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.